From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the Clown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett.
It's my lazy day.
And now here he is, windier than a cyclone and twice as dizzy, Smiley Burnett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The things you say about me. Say, Don, don't I look all slicked up, huh?
Oh, you look pretty.
Oh, I'm a-going places. I mean, you know, me and old Tex Terry, we're going out tonight. There's a big show over at Freeman. They advertise 50 gorgeous girls and 45 dazzling costumes. Say, there was a cop spoke to me out there a while ago.
What
he
what?
Says, Smiley, you can't stop here. I says, officer, you've made a mistake. You should have said you shouldn't stop here. This old car's got ideas of its own. I've got to apologize, Joe. I just couldn't give that message to Dr. Harper.
Oh.
He had a sign on his door that says return immediately, so I hightailed back here just as quick as I could. Yeah? Joe, I remember years ago we had so many dust storms and cyclones out in Kansas. That's what you meant when you called me a cyclone. Well, sir, my Uncle Toby lived there, and one day he was heading home from town in his truck. He saw a great big black hat lying in the ditch beside the road. He got out, picked it up, and there was a man's head under it. Uncle Toby said, can I give you a hand? The fella said, oh, thanks, I'll make it. I'm sitting on a horse.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
Say, Joe.
Yeah.
I lost my pocketbook, and when I told the policeman down at the station, he said, well, we won't leave a stone unturned. You know, Joe, they got 30 men and an air hammer out in front tearing up the street. Boy, they don't wait long, do they, huh? Well, sir, folks, let's have a few words from our fine sponsor. Just came in here now, and since this show is just open to everything, I'd like to have you folks meet our old friends Jose and Humphrey. Come on up here, Long Tall.
Howdy.
Could you do maybe a couple of numbers or maybe one number on our shindig today?
We'd just be happy to.
All right, take over, boys.
We got one here called, what's the name of it, Jose?
Tennessee Border Number 2.
Hit it down. Now.
Her eyes was blue, her name was Helen. Her head looked like a watermelon. Her hair was long, she had a tone. Her head looked like a roll of baloney. Did you forget the words?
I said her head looked like a baloney. Sorry.
All right, I'll give a little interlude, and then we'll go ahead on it.
That's enough.
All right. Last night I took her out to see what we could see. Just then I saw her husband, and he stood 6'3". He had brass knuckles, all made order. Now my teeth are scattered on the tin of...
What's the matter? Did you forget them again?
Yeah.
Well, take the last part now.
Sea border.
Humphrey, I knew you boys were going to be here today, and I want you fellas to meet the Squeaking Deacon. The Squeaking Deacon!
Hello, Smiley.
I know you've been looking forward to seeing those boys, haven't you, Squeaking Deacon?
I sure have, Smiley.
Well, see, you got lots of friends here with you, too. Well, there's Grandpappy Pitypoo. Yeah. Hello, Grandpa.
Come on up here, Grandpappy.
Keep your dad blame britches
short.
How do you do?
Oh, fine, Grandpa. I'm glad you came along. How do you feel?
Not so hot, Buster.
Not so hot, huh? Yes, well, sir, now that you're here, Grandpa Pitypoo, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yes?
I know that you were living during the Civil War, but were you in the Civil War?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. I fought with General Robert E. Lee.
You did?
I fought with him all the time, and I never could get along with that fellow.
You fought and fought and fought and finally had to go. Is that it?
Yes.
Well, were you in the famous Battle of Bull Run?
Yes, sir, yes. I was in the first and second battle. Uh-huh.
Well, did you run?
Well, them it didn't. They're there yet.
They are. Tell us about some of your fighting experiences, Grandpa.
Well, now, let me see. Well, one day there, the enemy darn near had us surrounded, and, well, I just picked up my broom and I swept them back.
You did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell us more.
There was the enemy lying to the left of me, and enemy lying to the right of me, and enemy line in front of me, and...
Yeah, well...
I tell you, this line all around.
Well, where were you lying, Grandpa?
I was lying about the whole dad brain thing.
Deacon, I've never met this other fellow here. Who is that?
Oh, that's Luke Warmwater. He's...
Lukewarm. Hello,
yeah.
Luke.
Come on over, Luke.
Well, howdy doody do you, character.
Oh. Yeah, they think I look funny.
Hey, was that you talking, Buster, or was that their gas escaping?
All right. Luke, this is me.
You? Well... I reckon you might as well go on home now. Your cage must be cleaned out.
Look, now, wait just a minute, Luke. I'll have you know that I met a... you know, Smiley Burnett is a movie star, and I met a one prettier than him today. I met Veronica Lake.
You? Well, I wondered why you had one ear combed down over your eye. Like
I have not. And by the way, I notice your face is a little red.
You? Well, you see, I opened the ice box.
Yeah.
When I seen a little Russian dressing.
Oh,
look. I get it.
Luke, speaking of food, I saw you eating there last night, and your table manners are terrible. Don't you ever use a knife and fork?
You? Well, just only when I comb my hair, that's all.
Well, look, you do look awful good. By the way, your muscles kind of fill out your coat there.
Ew. Well, Buster, them ain't muscles. Them's wrinkles in my long underwear. So long!
Oh, thank you, Deacon. Say, I'm going to sing a song just for that kid called Smart Aleck Crow. Uncle Buddy Black Crow sat in a tree, and to all the younger crows said he, stay out of that field on yonder hill. The The man that owns it shoots to kill. Young Billy Blackrow, full of fun, said, oh yeah, not be afraid of a gun. So he flew to the field, and sure enough soon, the man's big shotgun, boom, boom, boom. Ah, ah, stay away, stay away. Ah, ah, stay away, stay away. I'm older and wiser, stay away, I say. Ah, ah, stay away, I say. Smart little fellow was young Billy Crow. He knew how far he dared to go. The bullets couldn't reach him, he flew so high. He laughed to hear Uncle Buddy Crow cry. Smart Alex always go too far. Never happy where they are. So Billy Crow, he flew too low. Why sing anymore, the rest you know. Ah! Ah! Stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away. I am older and wiser. Stay away, I say. Ah, ah, stay away. Stay away.
Sure had fun today, haven't we, Joe?
Oh, we have.
Yes, good old Joe always takes his pay envelope home, gives it to his wife. Of course, there's nothing in it, but it's a noble principle, ain't it? Yes, sir. Here we go. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.